The views and opinions of the host and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Oh, there we go. Good yawning this morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Friday, the 8th of November, 2024, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. It's a sports Friday. We've got lots to talk about. Let's start right here. Tomorrow night at the wine bar on the cruise port, there is an art show that's taking place. I think it's going to be a very interesting, and it is featuring the artist Alexandria Robinson and artist Omar Williams, if I'm correct. And it's going to be an interesting night. The themes presented during the event, both through art, visual arts, and spoken word, are all centered around or related to trauma and experiences of trauma. It is going to be a very interesting night because the individuals responsible are very creative. And so I encourage you to attend that event tomorrow evening at the Art Gallery on the cruise port. Well, Texter, it's a great way to start the show. Roots in your belly. I have a special affinity to the Roots. I've never rushed with them. I'm not a member of the Roots, but I had the pleasure while on a trip in Suriname, in the interior, in the rainforest, living in a maroon village. Miss Maria Govan, who was a member of the Roots at one point, brought the Roots CD with us. And we gave it, and we say she gave it the men in the village who managed the radio station there, and let me tell you what a gift it was. What a gift it was. And I'm saying that in this moment, I want to say good morning and congratulations to all members of the public service. I think they're in the middle of celebrating Public Service Week, or they have a Public Service Day today with a float parade, or the ending of Public Service Week. And I looking at this float from the Office of the Attorney General and Ministry of Legal Affairs, float number. I just say, y'all vote. This is a nice float, man. The work on it, I like it. I like it very much. Anyway, if you guys have a chance, remember to thank a public servant today for their contribution to the development of the country. We've got lots to talk about today. Definitely sporting news. It's just so much sports to celebrate. We've got what's in the news as well. I couldn't walk by the headline, PM, your choices, fuel cost of living. We are going to talk about that briefly today when we get through with our sports news. Two more notes before we get the show started. If you have already picked up a copy of today's Nassau Guardian, you will see the selection of archival documentation. And this one captures perhaps one of the most impactful moments in modern history. It is the cover that carried the tragic story of the plane crash that resulted in the death of Reverend Miles Monroe and wife and seven others, including one of my HHT cousins, a very close cousin, and her husband, who was also a QC Comet Manifest, a very successful and talented gospel artist, musician. It was a sad, not just day, not just moment. It just was a sad tragedy for the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. So make sure you pick up a copy of today's Guardian. I mean, you're picking up a copy of the Guardian every day, right? You're joining the Nassau Guardian as we celebrate our milestone 180th anniversary on November 23rd, 2024. Beginning Monday, November 4th, and month, we feature a blast from the past, highlighting pages from the oldest and most respected newspaper of record over the past 18 decades. And today will be another drawing of the Nassau Guardian 180th logo giveaway. Remember, you're supposed to buy the Guardian every day. You're going to go through the Guardian pages to look for the hidden 180 logo. You're going to cut out that page. You're going to circle the logo. You're going to put your name and contact information on the page. You're going to bring the page to the Guardian, come inside and drop it in the giveaway box. And then you're going to tune into Guardian every day, but especially on Fridays, to hear the drawing. The drawing takes place at 12:30, or is the announcement? The announcement is at 12:30 and drawing every Friday. So tune in. We may be doing it live on air. So make sure to tune into the Nassau Guardian. Like I say, there's lots of sports news to talk about and lots of other news to talk about. So let's start here. Top Davis to be inducted in Sports National Hall of Fame. That's in the Nassau Tribune, 5th of November, 2024. Prime Minister Philip Brave Davis will be inducted into the National Hall of Fame as part of National Sports Heritage Month, according to Youth, Sports and Culture Minister Mario Boleg. He said that the month honors professional athletes and coaches, amateurs, casual sports fans, and enthusiastic supporters. Full stop. I didn't know that I have a chance to be honored as a casual sports fan of the Miami Dolphins or an enthusiastic supporter of another team who may actually win a Super Bowl this year. That's not the point, though. I love the Miami Dolphins. A key event of National Sports Heritage Month is the National Hall of Fame induction ceremony. In addition to Mr. Davis, the inductees will include A.F. Adley, Gary Bean, Oswell Brown, Nelson Chipman, Linda Ford, Kendall Isaacs, Barbara Knowles, Randy Rohl, Stephen Hanna, and others. The women's national softball team, which won the bronze medal at the 1981 World Games, will also be honored. In addition, Bahamian basketball player Jonquel J.J. Jones, recently named the most valuable player of the Women's National Basketball Association Finals. Sorry, let me rephrase that. Of the NBA Women's Finals, will be honored with a motorcade. The ministry will host the motorcade for Ms. Jones in Grand Bahama on November, followed by workshops and clinics with Ms. Jones and her teammates for young women interested in basketball. Another motorcade and set of clinics will take place in New Providence on November 18th. Now, the story, I think, is a really great story, except was the ministry able, like, do you have the bios of the individuals who are being honored prepared? Couldn't we have published them or made them available in the press release so that that information could have been included in this story? In particular, I need to know what is the reason, right? The Prime Minister Brave Davis is being honored this year. I did a little research. I said, let me find out. See, because I got an uncle. You call him Uncle Stunker, right? Uncle Stunker, he don't do no sports. But it turns out my good Uncle Stanley Mitchell was a sports champion when he's a young'un, right? And so it's possible that Brave Davis also has a stellar sporting career. So I did a little research, look up some bios, and couldn't find any bios. Well, I mean, I found a couple of bios. Here's what I found. This is from Concordia. This was posted to the internet in 2022. Quote, Davis spent his early childhood living with his grandparents on Cat Island, famous also as the birthplace of Sir Sidney Poitier. Call, I coming to you in a second. Called Age School. He moved to New Providence to attend high school at the Eastern Junior and Senior Schools and St. John's College. Davis is an extremely keen sportsman. He is especially interested in baseball, softball, swimming, and athletics. He served as vice president of the Bahamas Swim Federation from 1986 to 1990 and was president of the CB Swim Club from 1980 to 1990. Those are the only references to anything that would reference sports that I could find about the prime minister. So I'm asking you now, in the midst of this conversation, if you know what sports the prime minister played as a young person, what it is, what are the achievements that were recognized to include the prime minister in this honor, let me know. Because I think I have an idea of what they are, and I can tell you after this call. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You there? Hold on, good morning. Oh, caller called back. It took so long for you to connect. Please use calling to tell me what it is. If you played a sport with the prime minister, if you watched him play a sport, if you were the statistician and you took the records, if you were a chaperone and you traveled to Guyana or Trinidad or wherever he competed, call me and let me know. Because I have a feeling I know what sports he excelled at. First off is shuffleboard. I know he good at that. Second is hide and seek. I know they play plenty of that at old by all age school. Right? I think he's good at the pentathlon. That's eating 5 meets the fastest. And other than that, I think maybe he's a part of the humming squad. That's like a team. It's a team sport. Good morning, caller.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
He played, what you call it, softball.
He played softball. Did he play?
He used to play outfield.
Varsity? Did he play at the national level? Did he play for his high school?
He played in the, he was pretty good outfield. He played in the Old Timers League.
He played in the Old Timers League, okay.
Yeah, very good.
He's good?
Good at that, yeah.
Man, these are things we need to know, you know. These are, see, because if my... Oh, what team he play for?
Pardon me?
What team he play for?
He used to play, I think, Ambassador Beach.
Ambassador Beach? Okay.
I remember that team, and then they changed their name to, you know, various team. Cleaners.
Okay, New Oriental Cleaners?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. No, okay. These are the things we need to know. See, because I'd be more impressed with my prime minister if I know this boy could make a short sprint, dive into the dirt, grab the ball, roll on his right shoulder, and as he picking himself up, he fling the ball to first base to tag that boy out. I just saying, my prime minister need to have a little bit of physical prowess. It's very interesting. Oh, and I got some texts that have come in. Okay, great. Enthusiastic supporters, we spending money to honor people who like sports? Where mine or only people the minister know could get this honor. By enthusiastic supporters, maybe they mean like a Buddy Hield, who it turns out was the primary source of funding for the men's national basketball team. Now, if you are saying to me that an enthusiastic supporter is somebody who has come out of pocket to ensure that the teams can hit the right, you know, the timeline, the right meetings, then they could get an award from me. Great show as usual. He played basketball because he likes to travel. Texted us a good one. I see you, caller. We come into the phone line. Aaron, it ain't just what sports he used to excel in. It's the ones he still does great, like pleasure cruising and yacht cruising, racing in Dubai. I saw a camel when they were in Dubai, but I did not see the prime minister on a camel, so I don't believe it's racing in Dubai. Good morning, caller.
Yes, sir. Call back. One of the greatest players in baseball passed away, and I ain't nobody saying nothing much about it.
Call the name?
That's Bertie Murray Sr.
Say the name again?
Bertie Murray Sr.
Bertie?
Yeah.
Bertie Murray Sr.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to pass the word on to Mr. Sheldon Longley and Mr. Omri Kelly, the sports reporters, to make sure that they pick up on that story. Thank you. You brought me to that point because I was having a little bit of a sports row with our sports reporter. And I put a very heavy statement on the table that I don't know if we're supposed to be honoring coaches in the same way that we are honoring players, right? And I threw on the table the question of whether Anton Richardson should be honored at the same time and in the same way as Jonquel Jones. Anton Richardson this year made it with the Mets to the playoffs as their third base coach. Jonquel won the MVP of the finals, and their team won the championships. Anyway, it's an interesting conversation. I got more about that in a moment, but there's another caller on the line. Good morning, caller.
Morning, Aaron.
Morning.
You know, when we heard that the Prime Minister was being honored in the Hall of Fame, everybody asked, you know, which sport that he excelled in. Now, caller said, or star said, it was the old-timers. Did the old-timers went to the Nationals? You know, did he make the national team? You know, that's the question. Because, you know, they're the player, Williams, you know, who played baseball and softball.
Okay.
Being to the world, Minnebombers number three. Never been honored. Never been honored, made the Hall of Famer yet. You know?
Okay.
Played, you know?
Yeah.
Against Canada and America. And then another thing. You know, Chester Cooper said he spent $10 million on trying to...
fight bad press.
Fight bad press, right?
Yeah.
He could have given Jonquel Jones $1 million of that for the free press that she gave us.
Yeah.
$1 million of that she could have given to Jonquel Jones for the free press that she gave the Bahamas.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
You know, that would have been more, you know, that would have been more in order.
I feel you. Okay. Thank you for your contribution.
Pleasure.
Okay, absolutely. Let's go to the next caller, producer. Oh, I'm sorry, we missed you, caller. Okay, here is our next story, right? Oh, good morning, caller. You are on the clock. Good morning, Brayman. How you do?
Good morning. We need justice law in the Bahamas here.
Yes, we do.
And the Prime Minister need to stand up, put some justice, law, and order in Spence Street, of course, off my sister's edition. Of course, all over the Bahamas.
Yes, sir.
But, you know, a situation, anyhow, I wouldn't go there right now. What? But what did I call you for? Ah, wow.
Prime Minister play, you ever watch the Prime Minister play a sport?
No,
do you
remember
him being recognized?
No, the young, Jones girl. What did you say?
Oh, Jonquel Jones. Yeah, she is the MVP of the NBA Finals for women this year. And her team won the championships, and she's being honored, right? So I was having a row with the sportsman, because it's sports, and I'm a woman like row. Anyway, the point is this, Bremen. I put two heavy, heavy questions on the table. Should should coaches and auxiliary staff who have succeeded or have made achievements be honored in the same way that actual athletes are being honored for their athletic achievements? And then the second thing...
Because guess what?
Yeah.
The coaches makes money when the athletes makes nothing.
So if, even if the athlete loses, the coach can get paid?
You see what I'm saying?
Okay. Thank you, Bremen.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Have a great day. The second question I'd put on the table was about Jonquel Jones and whether she is a traitor for not committing to participating in what's with the women's national team and helping them to develop, right? And I argued that even if her heart felt that way, the resources, the infrastructure, the environment was not sufficient for her to be able to play at home and propel an international career. And then I argued that it didn't matter how committed she was to it, that to me, it was obvious long before proven that the state was not prepared to divert the resources necessary for the development of the women's national team or any development that would reach Jonquel's potential, maximum potential, right? And so two interesting conversations, and I want to follow that up with this article. Destiny Walker inducted into Lake Highland Prep Hall of Fame. Destiny Walker, Bahamian professional basketball player, has been honored with an induction into the Lake Highland Preparatory School Hall of Fame, Florida. Now, I want you to know that I actually searched for Bahamian WNBA players, and this name never popped up in my search. Walker's journey from high school athlete to professional player is marked by dedication, hard work, and numerous accolades. Walker's high school accomplishments: only McDonald's All-American and Jordan Brand All-American in school history. School record of 50 points in a game. All-time leading scorer with 2,735 points. Two-time Florida 4A Player of the Year. Naismith All-American. Ranked number 17 by ESPN. Five-star prospect. Team USA FIBA America's gold medalist. Her college achievements at University of North Carolina. A producer, let's go to the call. Caller, I'm going to be with you in a moment. All ACC freshman team, two-time team leading scorer, two-time UNC defensive player, three-time ACC all-academic team. Achievements at University of Notre Dame, two-time team leading scorer, eighth in ACC with 820-point games, pro percentage record. And then we get to her WNBA career. Two seasons with the Dallas Wings in 2021 and 2022. Where have you been, Destiny Walker? Let's go to the phone line for a moment. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you, sir.
Awesome.
Let me ask you a question. You ever play parking with the Prime Minister when you all were younger?
No.
I'm just trying to figure out what we're honoring. Yes, sir. Good morning.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Lord. Aaron, let me put something to you.
Yes, sir.
With all of the great accomplishments that track and fielders, mm-hmm. as well as right now, saying that the basketball, and let's not leave out the baseball, but the basketball in particular, you know, I believe at this juncture, there should be some type of program or something put in the budget where we should actually expand on this program mm-hmm. and make it a national event. What do I mean by this? It's simply this. Of the greats now that is being recognized in the Bahamas, like Jonquel Jones, mm-hmm. Buddy Hield, I would like to now see outside of the, like how you have the B3As, mm-hmm. we should now actually have a facility, an annual or year-round facility that will take people like Jeff Rogers. We can't leave him out because he's done exceptionally well for bringing international players to mold and have our future basketball players emulate. We should actually begin now to have facilities bearing their names. And instead of having clinics and stuff, we need to make this now an everyday staple in the lives of people who would like to play professional basketball. Same things with our track and field athletes. Mm-hmm. We should have facilities year-round in operation, not knocking the B3As at all. But I just think that we could supercharge this thing to a higher level where, guess what, they eat, sleep, and drink the sports. They would do nothing else. They could go and represent the Bahamas.
And they live together and train together. And
exactly.
We add the elements that other successful teams are benefiting from.
Exactly. And use the best of the best. You know, the old saying says, iron sharpen iron.
Yes, sir.
You can imagine someone that is already tasked, like a Buddy Hield right now. He's doing exceptionally well. And the young male who want to, and young women who want to now move up into the basketball realm. Perhaps, you know, they iron sharpen iron to actually have them play with him. To that gives them that inspiration to reach higher, go farther, soar higher. I think it's about time we start thinking out of the box. And, you know, it's not even really government subvention at all that we're looking at. The best the government can do is actually provide the land to have the infrastructure put in place mm-hmm. for these, I don't call them clinics, I call them for these opportunities for our people to train year-round.
Proper training facilities. Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
Thank you, Jeff. I got another caller on the line. Thank you. And I will read the story that will follow up on your commentary. Thank you so much. Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller.
Yeah, Aaron.
Yes, sir.
Excuse me. I
I called up because I remembered what I to ask you.
Yes, sir.
You speak of Steve Hanoi. Was that the triple trumper for the Bahamas?
Okay, because I was just about to ask, is it the martial artist? Is it the martial artist, Steve Hanoi? Or is it a triple jumper? That there was not enough information in the article for me to even discern that, right? And is Randy Roll the senator? We know Oswald Brown, I think, is the writer. And we're going to assume that Kendall Isaacs is the Kendall G. Isaacs gym, right?
True.
But no, and we know A.F. Adderley. But many of us don't quite know why A.F. Adderley. Thank you very much, Bremen. I'll tell you all a story. Somebody messaged me yesterday after the show and said, they row me. Why am I talking about Quincy Jones and there's so many other important things to talk about? And the rest of the day proved to me why the show, the way that I juxtaposed the two topics was important. I went to a store. In fact, y'all know my cell phone number that you would have to contact me on WhatsApp has changed, so I had to go get a new number. And while I was there, I was speaking to this young lady, and I asked her which one's most impactful to her, the Color Purple, Roots, or The Wiz. She don't know what The Wiz is. She don't know what Roots is. And she heard about Color Purple, but she never watched it. So I asked, she's watched Zed and S? And she laughed, and she said, no, I don't watch Zed and S. I want you all to know that I almost died of old age right there, on the spot, right? And that's why the Quincy Jones conversation was so important. Because not only did, you know, I realize that Roots, The Color Purple, The Wiz may be three of the most important or impactful movies, moments in the lives of young Bahamians of African descent, right? But even more than that, the person who was around me was right. Quincy Jones is not Bahamian. And we have a Bahamian reference and similar experience. I want to say thank you again to Shakespeare in Paradise for their year of plays for the Golden Jubilee. Because in the same way that I ask people, you watch Roots, you watch The Color Purple, you watch The Wiz, and the people look at me and say, Aaron, you seen Tell Scene Turner, A Woman Take Two? You seen The Song of Sammy Swain? You seen the plays and the stories that have been pivotal to carving the Bahamian identity? You seen any of them? Anyway, all of these conversations are from the break. We're going to continue with some important sports stories, and then we're going to touch briefly on this headline in the Guardian PM. Your choices fuel cost of living. Stay tuned, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, on the clock. We'll be right back.
November, the Nassau Guardian is celebrating 180 years. And we want to thank you, our loyal readers, for helping to make this one of the oldest newspapers in the region. We want you to be a part of our Vision Challenge giveaway promotion beginning October 28th through November 22nd. All you need to do is find the hidden Nassau Guardian 180 years logo printed every day in the Nassau Guardian newspaper, and you could win prize money. Just purchase your daily Nassau Guardian newspaper every day beginning Monday, October 28th. Find the 180th Nassau Guardian logo, cut out the page, mark the spot, write your name and phone number on that clipping, drop off your entries at our offices on Carter Street in Oaksfield, and 8th, November 15th, and November 22nd, one drawing will take place. It's that simple.
Girl, you see how Cora eye look funny, all black up yesterday?
But she say she bump into a wall when she's running after the churn them.
Yeah, but last Saturday, you see her arm was all black and blue, right?
What you saying? You think something wrong between her and Jack?
I ain't sure, but you know Jack is a jealous man. I hear him and Cora last Friday. I hear him say he hear Cora have eyes for Junior.
Now, you know that ain't true. Cora is a good woman. Does mind her business, take care of them churn, and go to church every Sunday. So what you think we should do?
I think we should report Jack, you know. Cora don't say nothing, but silence hides violence.
violence, and we don't want to line up in the cemetery.
Not me. I ain't getting in nobody business. Then Jack come after me, and I line up next to Cora.
No, man, we could call or text Crime Stopper. And remember, we can even get some grocery money for our tip.
Remind me getting out of this work.
We can call them in Miami at 328-TIPS or 328-8477. Or when we in the island, call toll-free at 300-TIPS or 300-8477. And if you don't have no minutes, use the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and we could text them. And the messages get on mix up before it leave your phone, so nobody can know what you're saying.
So what are we waiting on then? Let's go earn some grocery money.
Just sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
At a waiting room, you won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner today.
No matter who I marry, no matter where my wife gives birth, our children will be Bahamian, like me.
If I marry a man who's not Bahamian, I have to give birth in the Bahamas, or my children won't even be Bahamian like I am.
That don't even make sense.
That's why we had the referendum in 2016.
But the people vote no.
The government can still do something about it with ordinary legislation. And it needs to develop an action plan and timeline to hold another referendum to deal with gender inequality in the Constitution.
Oh, we can make that happen.
Go to tiny.cc/nationality to support the campaign for equal nationality rights by Equality Bahamas.
Get ready to indulge in the freshest seafood in town. The Seafood Bistro is now open at East Street South. Super Value Juicy Lobster Tails, the Crispy Conch, and Delicious Snapper. Our menu has something for everyone. Don't miss out on our irresistible flavors that will leave you craving more.
Yeah, it tastes good, eh?
Visit us today at East Street South Super Value Plaza.
And let us take your taste buds on an unforgettable journey.
For more information, call 1-242-802-8800.
Here's a price list of some of the roofing material we carry at Pinda Enterprises. 5/8 pressure treated roofing ply starting at $36.68. Gray Select Water Shield, 134.20 a rule. Felt, £15, £16.50, £30, £19.80. Owens Corning Duration Shingles and CertainTeed Landmark Shingles, $56.56 a bundle. Gallon of roof cement, $33.47. All sizes treated dimensional lumber. And of course, we have all nails and all screws. We have 5/8 sheetrock, $28.76. Half-inch sheetrock, $22.18. All prices include VAT.
Unequal gender nationality law is a violation of human rights and a failure of the government to meet its obligations. In 2018, the CEDAW committee told the Bahamas to set a clear time frame for constitutional reform, to integrate the principle of gender equality into all laws, and to amend the Act 1973 for Bahamian women and men to transmit citizenship on an equal basis. Join Equality Bahamas in demanding action now. Visit tiny.cc/nationality for more.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good morning and welcome back. Welcome back. Let's head straight into the next story. We can have more developmental programs. Women's National Basketball Association pro Jonquel Jones has made history with the New York Liberty. With that being said, Jones's recent accomplishments have ignited discussions about what can be done to enhance the girls' and women's basketball programs in the country. Anastasia Sands Moultrie, who serves as president of the New Providence Women's Basketball Association and as head coach at SAC, weighed in on the topic with her thoughts. Quote, "We can have more developmental programs for them starting from the mini level, and our focus has to be on development and not only just one time at the high school or night league level. It has to be across the board. In my view and opinion, there is no development in the high schools. I'm looking at some teams that and the coaches are just in it for the money. The girls are not developing and the skill level isn't there. Close quotes. She said. The NPWBA president emphasized that it is important to place the same emphasis on the women's program that is placed on the men's programs in addition to adequate funding. Quote, if we can just get that up and running and take our time like we do with the guys and put it into females, I think we can get a whole lot more done. Also, in terms of funding, we do not get that much funding. You may ask, you get denied most times to assist with females. Close quotes, she said. Despite reaching the pinnacle of WNBA success, Jones had to leave Holmes Rock during her early teen years to pursue her dream of having a successful pro career. According to Sans Moultrie, women's basketball can experience more success if there were ample facilities for young ladies to train at on a consistent basis. Quote, basketball needs facilities. We can count Kendall Isaac's gymnasium out because there is always something going on there and you can never get it for what it was actually built for. We need more facilities around and more parks. You can even close in some parks, so even when it rains, people can still go outdoors and still work out. The SAC senior girls head coach said there needs to be more interest from young ladies in the sport as well, but she believes that Jones's historic feat will serve as a confidence booster across the board. So very interesting conversation also taking place there. A couple of headlines, and then we're going to go to NBA, the men's national, the National Basketball Association men's division. McKinney Lambert shines in Bermuda of 38 young sailors at the Renaissance Invitational Junior Gold Cup in Bermuda. We say congratulations, and he is nominated for Junior Male High School Athlete of the Year, the upcoming National Sports Awards, November 9th. He will be sailing, producer, let's go to the phone line. He'll be sailing with Callum Pritchard and Lorenzo Larimore as they represent the Bahamas at the 2024 Optimist World Championships in December. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron. How are you?
Oh, I am good. Thank you, sir. I'm good. Thank you, sir. Let me say two things, and then I have some news for you. BYFF. BYFFL kicks off new season. That's the Bahamas Youth Flag Football League. Y'all get out there. There are eight teams. Games start at 11 a.m. every Saturday until December 14th. Don't Blink Home Run Derby is coming back. We're going to read more about that later in the month. GSSSA Champions, Raptors and Nightshine and Cross Country meet. Bahamas gears up for Grand Caribe International Horse Jumping Competition and BLTA stages its senior nationals. Now, first of all, happy belated birthday, sir.
Thank you, my dear. Thank you. Thank you very much. Your birthday was on Tuesday. Way to go.
Yeah, absolutely. I ain't going to ask you how old you are. We like to play numbers around here. The 49ers had the bye week last week, so you had a break?
Yes, it was a great birthday week. The Cowgirls lost. The Sardines lost. My team was on a bye, getting healthy. CMC will be back on Sunday. Oh, man, what a great birthday week. It was a great birthday gift.
Okay, now back to...
The Eagles beat the Celtics. It was just been a great week. I don't know if you saw the Warriors-Celtics game on Wednesday night. Oh, man, epic. Steph gave the ball to Buddy to hit the dagger shot.
Mm-hmm.
Steph gave the ball to Buddy to hit the dagger shot.
Yeah. This is the thing about what we realize about basketball. You could be the most talented player in the world, and if you are not on the right team, all is lost.
You'll never shine through.
You look like a bum, in fact. Mm-hmm. Tonight with a 7-1 record, although they beat the Celtics are sitting in second place in the Eastern Conference at 7-2. Our Eric Gordon Jr. playing with the 76ers, they sitting at the bottom of the Eastern Conference with a 1-6 record.
Yeah, something wrong with Embiid, man. Embiid ain't making no sense this year. Yeah. I don't know what he's doing.
You think he's psychologically affected by all of the controversy and pressure put on him during the Olympics for not playing for his home country?
Well, I don't think so, you know. I just think, well, you know, he has his money now. He doesn't need to play as hard as he used to. You know, and Charles Barkley's words are very much profound. Him saying that, man, we are playing ball in the NBA. We play in a game where we are being paid to play a game. We're not steel workers. We're not hotel maids. We're not road workmen.
Mm-hmm.
We're not bartenders and barmaids having to stand up on our feet all night, every night. We play basketball 3-4 times a week for 3 hours a day. That's it. That's all they ask us to do is to go play a game.
Yeah.
And you're paid multi-million dollars just to play basketball. Something that every school in the Bahamas has access to, has a basketball court in the back. They ask you to just play ball. That's all they want you to do. Play ball 2.5 hours.
You know this is Harden's legacy in the league, right?
Huh?
This is Harden's legacy in the league.
Yeah, you know. Well, it all started with the Kawhi Leonard load management crap that was done by Greg Popovich back in 2014, 2015,
mm-hmm.
2016. I can't remember when, but one of those years, he was the first coach to give his star player time off. What is load management, man?
No, I don't like it either. I don't like it either. So listen, how is it that the Trailblazers are sitting in the 13th spot in the Western Division, but DeAndre Ayton delivering every night with double-doubles?
Yeah, man, he's doing what he has to do. Everybody else is not.
There you go.
Okay, he's asked to produce a double-double. Okay, coach, goes out there, produces a double-double. 19 and 10, 18 and 12, 24 and 11, whatever the case is.
Yeah.
He's making it happen. You know, he's doing his job. Like, and you can't ask him to do no more than that. Hopefully he's traded. I'm before the trade deadline.
Absolutely. Kai is playing well also. With the Clippers. He's in the G League.
Making the most of it.
Yeah. Just keep going, Kai. Kai, you're impressive. You think Kai needs to put on some weight?
No, man. Kai's a big boy, you know. He may need a little bit. I mean, he can jump out the building. He may need to develop more of a post-up game. But he's pretty good.
All right.
Pretty good in terms of hooping ability. He's pretty good.
Klay Thompson and the Mavericks sit at number 5 in the Western Division. AJ Storr and VJ Edgecombe also begin their collegiate career. But you know who had a stellar time? Prince Strawn. I mean, your people just name you for the moment. Prince Strawn, Bahamian wide receiver for Boise State University, caught his first touchdown of the season in a commanding 56-24 victory for his team over the San Diego State University Aztecs on Friday. He's the younger brother of Michael Strawn, who is...
in the NFL.
Yeah, they're both in the NFL. He was drafted by the Colts in 2021, but he's now on the practice squad for who, the Panthers?
The Panthers, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, hold on, let's talk about Buddy one more time. He's now 20th on all-time three-point list.
Already?
Yeah. I wish I had another, Kermit produced that song, Moving On Up To, since he produced the soundtrack of our lives. This boy moving on up. Okay.
Yeah, he finally is with a team that recognizes his skill level, his talents. Mm-hmm. And what he can be most used for. I was off the island last weekend. I was in Houston. Mm-hmm. I went to the Rockets home game against the Warriors. That was Saturday evening.
You were at that game?
I was at that game.
Madu!
The game went to overtime, and the Warriors was up by 30 at halftime. The Rockets came back. It was a great game. It was great. I mean, they shoot T-shirts into the crowd. You have the cheerleaders, one fella. Get a half-court shot for $10,000. And, man, it was great, man. It was a great experience.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wow.
But Buddy Hield continues. I mean, it was relentless all game from first shot.
Mm-hmm.
All game. He put pedal to the metal. He didn't let up.
Huh.
He was on it. Three-point shots, driving to the lane, slashing, rebounds, setting screens. It was so bad by the end of the third quarter, beginning of the fourth, whenever he touched the ball, the crowd would groan. That's mm-hmm. when I knew he had respect.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, oh, Lord.
Is it other team is cheering? But
right.
I suspect that what the Warriors did for Buddy is what Team USA did for Steph, was recognize that if this boy get hot, the whole team could get hot.
Yeah.
If this boy drilling the ball down, the whole team scoring. And yeah. Kerr was the coach for Team USA, right?
He was.
He brought that same strategy into this Warriors' new season.
He was. Buddy Hield's first shot on Wednesday night against the Celtics. Three-point shot, coming to the game, icy cold. Raise up, buckets.
Buddy buckets. Oh, so look here. I got another pressing question for you. Are the 49ers, and we got a caller, producer, let's go to the caller, cause I think there's somebody who want to talk to the 49ers. The 49ers playing the Lions this season?
No. But we playing the Lions. Well, we can beat the Lions in the playoffs. We ain't playing them this season.
You think y'all could beat the Lions in the playoffs for real?
Yeah, man. Yeah, we getting healthy at the right time.
Do you see what the Lions out here doing to people?
I see what the Lions doing to people, and they look great. They look absolutely great. The only problem is Dan Campbell loves to go for it on fourth down. And that's where that's going to be his Achilles heel. He refuses to take a long field goal chance when he has the opportunity. He refuses to punt the ball when he should. And it's going to be his downfall.
Okay.
It was last year.
Y'all can see the Chiefs before the playoffs?
We saw them already this year. No.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They are 8-0.
Yeah, we saw them already.
Since you like to talk about the sidings, producer,
let's go. Three cheaters at the Super Bowl. That's fine.
Yeah. There we go. Good morning, caller.
Aaron, how are you, Aaron Green?
I'm good, thank you, sir. How are you?
Well, thank you for asking. Just advise the listening public, Bay Street is gridlocked, especially East Bay. We got another party going on, so nowhere to go. If they could avoid the area, advise them to do so, please.
You know what? Thank you, because I saw the beginning of what appeared to be a motorcade. I was heading south on Nassau Street.
Gridlocked. I mean, literally gridlocked. But I don't know how I'm going to make this 10 grand this month to survive, to get to the middle class. But
listen, the people refuse to acknowledge that the effective and efficient movement of people, goods, and services are the center of a healthy and functioning economy. If people cannot estimate, tabulate, forecast how long it's going to take to move their people's goods or services, then they cannot manage and operate a healthy and functional business. We deserve, you are obligated to provide notice of road closures. Y'all just treat us like Negroes on a plantation. What you worried about freedom? What you worried about food? What you worried about rights for? I'm sorry, Mr. Sawyer. Dear motoring public, avoid downtown. And I imagine
They did send out a public notice.
Oh, where? On what platform?
On Facebook. It was all of them.
On Facebook? That's the platform? It was a public notice?
Yeah, well, I'm assuming it was in the paper yesterday, but
we're going to explore what public notice means. In the same way, we're going to explore what funding a team means. It don't mean Buddy Hield fund the team. That's not, it's successful for him.
Yeah, but in this day and age, I'm assuming with 21st century and the fact that everybody, whether smart or dumb, have a smartphone, they're assuming that it got to them via Facebook.
I got three phones in front of me right now, and two belong to me, and not one message came up. I got a Marco's alert yesterday. I got that.
Yeah, man.
And so the same system.
But you didn't get the. Oh, all right. Well, I'll send it to you.
No, send it to me.
I got it but four times.
Send it, but I got to send you my new.
Okay, all right.
You know what I'm saying? I got to send you my new number. My old number is down. Right after I tell you happy birthday. That's not the point. The point is, you guys, avoid downtown. Avoid downtown. Take alternate routes today. All right, Mr. Sawyer, week 10, Ravens versus Bengals. Last night, Ravens pulled it out 35-34.
Very good game that the Bengals lost. The Ravens didn't win. The Bengals lost the game. The Bengals let a 84-yard touchdown get the better of them. And I mean, Jamar Chase was off the chair, 11 catches, four or three touchdowns. Being your fantasy, he makes you look good already. It was a poor showing when it needed the most on defense. The Bengals were up by 14 in the third quarter.
Yeah.
I don't know how you, four straight touchdown drives by the Ravens, like they let the game go. Like the Bengals had everything they could on offense. Joe Burrow, 400, some more yards of passing. You know, he had one wide receiver, and, you know, he was able to pass the ball just straight through. But what that game did show for the Ravens, although they won, is that their secondary is very slow. Throw the ball up. Throw the ball up, blow by.
All right, Sawyer, we all out of time. My producer ain't playing with us today. And I got just a couple more texts I got to read. It says, do you think we'll ever see Bronny James again, or will he be in G League purgatory?
Yeah, no. He'll be back. He'll be back after Christmas.
Okay, I hope he's back before his little brother gets there. A text says, no, I doubt it. I pay attention well. I just think in a democracy, we need to do what the people decide, period. I telling you, Texter, the people were misled about the legal issues in the referendum. There is no police organization to help with traffic. Commerce on Bay Street is basically on lockdown for another party.
It's more than downtown.
Please. That is the route for the parade. That's just a part of the route for the parade. So avoid the northern part of town. And avoid Nassau City. Avoid Charlottetown for the rest of the day, it appears.
To answer your question earlier, yes, coaches should be on it. Yes, they should be. Athletes go out there and make millions, but at some point in life, they have to learn how to jump in, learn how to throw. There's coaches everywhere. I can call a few names.
All right.
Chuck Markey.
Yeah, yeah.
Gladson, Moon McClee, Norris Bain. Lou Adderley.
I can't argue with that. I can't argue with those names. Absolutely.
Sly Muscle, you know, these are coaches that have been around, you know, Dennis Pratt, these coaches that have been around that have helped in all sports.
Absolutely.
All sports.
I'm glad to give you that last word, Mr. Sawyer. In defense of the coaches, it's a very strong defense. You guys have a great day. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry is up next.
Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.